Talk Shoe.
Recorded live.
What's up, people? This is Speak It Like You Think It Radio. I'm your host, Nas Know-It-All, and I'm joined by two guests, two well-established guests on this show, man, really speaking like they think it, talking about ATL's number one fan, Eastside Jam, and the professor of all things sports, Mr. Craig Barzee. What's going on, y'all?
What it do?
Man, it's slow motion over here, man. This preseason game put me to sleep. Now I'm trying to get some energy for the show, really wake up. That's about it. But, yeah, we got a lot of topics to cover, man, so we just move around on everything. First one I wanted to bring up, man, just because I don't like the whole way this dude is playing this game out. This Matt Leinart situation. Supposedly he made comments about he didn't really have a shot for that starting job, and I don't know, he kind of made a big stink, and now suppose he's on the trading block. Your thoughts on the trade situation of where he should go or if he is really a high-value guy, just what you think about it. Eastside?
I think he'll be a good backup somewhere. I mean, I don't particularly know where he should be going, but, I mean, he just don't fit there no more, man. I mean, what Wednesday Hunt trying to do, he just don't fit, you know. Derek Anderson get the ball out and get it downfield a little bit, and I think he more of a poor man's Kurt Warner than Leinart is, so. Yeah, I think they got to go in another direction, man. They got to, I mean, if you can get something for him, you might as well go ahead and get it now.
Yeah, I hear that. Instead of having him who thinks he should be starting still on the squad.
Right.
Barzee?
Man, he was a different quarterback under Danny Green, man.
He had a 400-yard game then, I think.
You know what I mean? I don't know, man. Maybe he just needs a fresh start, man. I'm looking at it like that. I mean, the kid came into the league, and he looked like he could, you know, as a rookie, he was doing some things. Everybody remember the preseason game where he carved the Bears up. And, you know, that was – he played pretty much a lot of that game, and he carved them up, man. I think the Bears had their full starters, and I think it was like game three or four of the preseason when the Bears had a lot of their starters in, and he carved them up. I mean, I think he just ran his course. Some things, you know, don't fit. I don't think he was ever a fit for what Wisdom Hunt's trying to do out there.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's about time for him to move on, man. Maybe go somewhere like San Francisco, you know, back up, or, you know, where somewhere he can go compete and start fresh, man, because it doesn't look like I don't think he was given a fair shake, man. It's kind of like when they said this year, you know, if he's going to be a starting quarterback, I mean, one guy gets 40-some-odd passes and he gets, what, 20, 13, something like that?
Yeah.
In the game, man, I mean, it don't seem kind of right, man. But, you know, hey, if Wisdom Hunt doesn't think he's the guy, man, it's best to move on, make a trade. They made a real calculated mistake. If they think they didn't have the right guys in there to go into the season as a quarterback, they should have made a trade and got Donovan McNabb. That was the right time to do it. They needed a quarterback. Donovan McNabb lives in Arizona. That was the time to do it. I think they made a calculated mistake in not bidding for his services when the Eagles were trying to make a deal. They could have stepped in and really, brought McNabb to Arizona. Then you don't have any of this talk. You could have moved Matt Leinart during the draft. There's no headache. Bring Anderson in as a backup, you know, or bring somebody less in as backup. You don't have none of this headache.
Yeah, that's true. It sounds like a much better off season for Arizona than what transpired. I like your suggestion, though, San Francisco, man. That seems like a good spot for him. If Alex Smith falls on his face again, that'd be another job. Or if not, just beat him out for it next year. The other thing, I guess, the NFL thing that's really on is Big Ben's meeting with Sheriff Goodell. It said he's gonna ask for a reduced suspension. Has this happened with anybody else before, or is this something new and I missed out on it? Eastside?
It seems like it's something new, but, I mean, go for it. I mean, I would go for it. I mean, you've been doing the right things. You've been practicing. You know, you ain't been out there in the limelight. Nobody heard from you. Go for it. I mean, 6 games is kind of tough, man, for somebody who ain't been locked up.
Mm.
That's kind of deep. You know what I'm saying? 6 games?
Yeah, but, I mean, the argument they make is the stains you put on the shield are just as important as the stains you put on, you know, as far as in the legal system, where if you get locked up or something.
Right.
I will say Goodell does say that.
It's a privilege, not a right, Eastside. It's a privilege.
Yeah. They'll say they'll pull that one out on them.
Right. It's a, I mean, I feel you, but I'm saying, though. I mean, that's my opinion, man. I mean, the man ain't been locked up and to get 6 games.
Oh, I'm definitely not arguing with you. I think your stance is a true statement, like how it should be. I'm just saying that how Sheriff Goodell has played it in the past. That's all I'm throwing out.
Right.
But, yeah, I think you're right, though.
I mean,
conviction.
With that going on, I mean, is you think Brandon Spikes ought to get 6 games?
Oh, I didn't want to bring that up. I can't believe Eastside is the one to do it, so now Barzy cannot say I'm just trying to bring it at Florida players.
No, I mean,
Brandon Spikes is on Urban Media sites with a sex tape.
Yeah, so I heard, man. I said the NFL.
What's up with your program, homie?
Hey, man, that's a grown-ass man, man. He ain't say nothing when damn Greg Oden's on there, you know, sending pictures of trout to chicks and shit. You know what I mean? I mean,
we can't have Tim Tebow come lay hands on that boy, man, so he can get himself back, get his life right.
Hey, he didn't do it under the program. He's out there now. He's a professional, man. He's doing his due, man. Hey, if he feels necessary to do that, man, it's all on him.
I'm saying, though, I mean, but, you know, they say. You know,
hey, it's the stain on the shield. Hey.
He out there doing his thing, man, you know, talking crazy on the tape, they say. You know, he might be saying something, maybe slapping something. You know, I don't know what he's doing. I ain't seen it, but
yeah,
do we deserve to see his games?
I don't know. The limited clip I seen on World Star, the great World Star Hip Hop, it didn't show none of that stuff like that. So I don't know, man. I just happened to run into it, thought it was funny. But Vars, you didn't speak on your thoughts on the situation, though.
Hey, man, they probably should get it reduced. I tell you this much, man. He's got a track record, man. And, you know, you could say the same thing about Pac-Man. Pac-Man didn't do no jail time. And he got suspended for pretty much a damn year. So
he deserved it.
Well, Ben Roethlisberger deserved it, too. He was out there doing things he shouldn't have been doing. He put himself in a situation.
Pac-Man didn't deserve a year. That's harsh too, man. You ain't been locked up.
Yeah, but a precedent has been set. I think they probably will reduce it because they said, you know, there was a whole list of criteria, things that he had to do to try to get himself in good standings, and they said they would reduce it if he did those things. So he's in compliance with that. So he probably will get it reduced. But yeah, he should be suspended, man.
How it works out that way.
Well, you know, pretty much, if you set precedence, for something, and then you have somebody follow through in the same vein with the same, you know, not the same kind of situation, but same kind of scenario, so to speak, where, you know, you're getting in trouble putting a stain on the shield, like you said. Yeah, if this precedent's already set, you know, you should have some time off.
Yeah, but it's just funny how all of a sudden, like you said, there's a clear criteria laid out, and if you follow this guideline, then maybe we'll talk about negotiating, you know, reducing it a little bit or something. But Mike was persona non grata, and I'm talking about Vic when his situation went down. And, of course, I'm not comparing the two because, like you said, there was an arrest, but morally, I think they're definitely on the same level as far as what transpired with the controversy behind both of them. So it just seems a little funny that Big Ben is able to might be able to iron out a deal with him. Either way, though, man, we're gonna keep this moving. Mark Ingram looks like he's hurt. He's going to be out the first game, had a little surgery. So we'll see that great backup running back for Alabama this weekend. And Jeremy Masoli was not cleared to play. Your thoughts on the two college football situations, Esau?
Ingram, it's not really a caution, but, I mean, if he's just going to miss a game, I think it's not that serious.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he'll be right back. And, but if he does sit out 3 to 4 weeks, it's going to hurt him when it, you know, come down to Heisman Trophy trying to win that. But if he's trying to win another championship, take your time.
Right.
Masoli, that's the kind of tricky situation, man. I mean,
he's gaming the system, but the loopholes are there to be gamed. I mean,
yeah, I mean, from what the NCAA have set forth, he should be able to play.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, man, I mean, you know, morally, I can understand where the NCAA coming from.
Yeah, but it's like if you're gonna make a moral jump as far as the NCAA, then you have to start making it with coaches and everything else. And you can't let – what's the Duke guard, Paulus? You can't let Paulus go play quarterback at Syracuse because he wanted to go play. And then tell this kid, well, no, because you're a dirty guy. So, I mean, that's a sticky situation if they're going to start
it is.
Picking and choosing like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bars, you saying two questions, though.
Yeah, Mark Ingram. Yeah, man, I don't believe it. Hey, man, maybe he loses some cutting the bill. Maybe he starts off the year slow. Who knows? But, I mean, he's probably going to come back and play. So, really, I really don't see that as stopping him anyway. Plus, they got, if you can say, equally, if not better, back on the bench from Pensacola, Florida, and Trent Richardson.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
true
point, man. I'm not really concerned about Alabama and the so-called Mark Ingram not playing the first game. He'll probably be back at that Penn State game. Whether or not he's as effective as you expect, you know, we'll have to wait and see. But the Masoli situation, man, that's kind of interesting, man. Once again, man, the NCAA, man, you got to question them, man. I really, you know, I just don't understand the NCAA, man. It doesn't make any sense. Number one, why the hell did they wait so long to make a ruling on this? This dude's been down there for, what, a couple of months now?
Let him think he's going to play, then pull the rug out from under him.
Yeah, I mean, and then number two, I mean, I don't see anything that where they can actually deny this guy. It don't make any sense because, number one, it's like Houston Nutt said. He wasn't dismissed from the school. He graduated.
Right.
You know what I mean? They kicked him off the team. He could have went back. It would have been the same thing like if he decided he wanted to leave Oregon and go to another, you know, and go like Paulus did, man.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why I use that example. I don't see how they can say the two are different.
And, you know, the only thing I could say that they're doing that for, man, is – you know, the backlash some people had about it and the kid getting in trouble with the law and then, you know. But, look, if like I said, when precedent has already been set, you can't make an example out of somebody when you didn't do it in other circumstances. So, I mean, it almost makes you wonder and say, hey, why? Why are you doing it particularly to this kid? If it is because he, you know, they want to be biased against him because of the arrest, then come out and say so, NCAA. Don't do this kind of crap and then say, you know, and then make people, you know, think, you know, hey, question, why are they doing this? Tell us what the real reason are you doing it. Because obviously it's not because you're trying to do the right thing, because it, like I said, there's several instances where they could have said, you know, no, that, you know, they could have denied Paulus. I mean, it's not the first guy to do this, so I just don't really know where they're coming off with that, man. I don't, and they're really making themselves look bad. I mean, people really don't like the NCAA for a lot of things that they, you know, they do and how they use up college kids. I mean, this is just adding to it to me. That's another wood in the fire, so to speak.
Yeah, in the process of what they think is cleaning the image or making the image better, I think they're going to make it worse. Like you said, a lot of people aren't going to like this. Like you said, it's just picking and choosing. And I don't know how we have that in college football. Big Ten, they're splitting the division with Ohio State and Michigan to try to set up, you know, a championship game every year. So they're pretty much following the SEC blueprint now at this point. They won't have that big rivalry game every year. Will we see business cut a lot of rivalries out of college football in the next couple of years, especially if we don't have that super conference thing? Esau?
I don't think it'll cut out a lot of big rivalries, but it'll cut out some. And with the Big Ten situation, man, I really think they should be in the same division, though. I mean, uh-huh. if you look at Georgia, Florida, 9 times out of 10, whoever wins that game, I mean, not 9 times out of 10, but a lot of times it's on the line. Whoever wins that game probably going to go play in the SEC championship. And if you got that game up there every year and it's something on the line for it, it makes a big difference as in both of them trying to get there, and half the time they might not get there against each other. You know? I mean, just make the game that they play every year worth something.
True. I don't like trying to force the championship game that you want.
You must be a Georgia fan, man.
I knew he was going to say that about that comment, man. Man, leave Georgia alone, man. You beat them up last week.
I mean, as much as Florida been kicking Georgia ass, it would seem like they want to do away with that damn rivalry. Because the shit really ain't been a rivalry for the past 20 years.
Here we go.
I get what you're saying, but it is, though. It is what it is. It is a rivalry. Call it what you want to. They have a high school game, Georgia, Florida.
Hey,
Eastside,
they on a good run, man. So they feeling themselves, man.
No, man, I'm just saying, man. For the past 20, you can look it up, man. This is documented. I ain't making nothing up. I'm just saying, man. For the past 25 years, man, George been getting their ass kicked.
You're right.
We ain't arguing that.
Okay, but what I'm saying is, man. shit ain't really no rivalry, man. That shit is like. That whole Georgia Florida thing is people want to go down to Jacksonville.
It's not a rivalry; it's a tradition.
It's a tradition because people know this is the largest outdoor cocktail party. That's why people wanted it to continue. It ain't because of the, you know, Georgia been in there competing and it's an intense matchup.
But what I'm saying, though, but if Georgia beats Florida, Georgia in the run to go to the SEC championship.
And then they lose to LSU. That's what I'm saying. And then they lose to Alabama. I'm talking about, you know, if you're saying he's just riding on Georgia, man. I see what he's doing, but I'm just saying, though, that game does, I'm saying if you put Michigan and Ohio State in
the same division, they play every year, Ohio State probably going to be on the run for a long time. They've been on the run.
True.
Right, so I mean, it's still gonna be on ABC every almost at the end of the season. We're gonna see that game pumped up like it's the best thing going, and it's not.
And Georgia might make their run in the next couple of years. You never know.
Well, they might, right? Man. They had a good run when David Pock was there. But if I recall, they didn't beat Florida all the years he was there.
They beat them two years.
Two out of four.
But I'm just saying, they did.
I can't recall, man.
I think they did win two out of four.
David Green and Pollard, they won.
At least once, man. That's all I know. I have to look it up. I'll tell you.
Yeah, whatever, man.
Exactly.
Let's leave that alone, man. Let's move on to the boy Melo, man. Boy Melo, he got an interesting week, man. Denver Nuggets hire a new guy to come in and kind of sway him to stay. And then the man gets into a little Twitter problem with I'm not even going to say the name, just a celebrity groupie. I'm going to leave it
Why
at
not?
That. What up?
Why not, man?
Because, man, I don't think anybody should be promoting that, man. Whatever it is she's supposed to be, I don't think anybody should give her any more light than what she's gotten already.
Precedent's already been set for that type of behavior, too, man. You already know, man. We don't need to call her names S.H. We already know. I mean, it's the same kind of deal. And man, it is what it is, man.
But Melo played what's becoming basically the Twitter defense. Yeah, somebody hacked my Twitter account, got my account back after you post some ridiculous stuff. Cause he's talking about putting money on putting a hit on the girl. Basically, is how they put it out there. I mean, he was just talking.
Yeah,
it's not like the guy was serious, but he covered his tracks though.
Yeah,
my Twitter account was hacked. I just got it back.
But wasn't Lala on there talking about, yeah, Melo, get him? So, shit, man.
Hey, if you really look into this, of course, it'll be a problem for him. But I think that defense will sit well with everybody and leave it alone.
Man, it ain't sitting well. It's just a blatant damn lie, man. He should have just said, look, man. He would have been better off saying, look, man, I don't even handle my Twitter handle. Somebody else does that junk, man, and they made those posts, man. I didn't do it. You'd have been
right.
Better off saying something like that, talking about somebody hacked the page. When your damn wife on there talking about, get him, man. Get him and get out of here with that shit.
Man, how you going to say get out of here, man? The dude got to cover his ass. What do you expect?
Man, they tell you how dumb Carmelo is, man. His His lies don't even damn. I mean, he ain't even smart enough to make a damn good lie, man. Shit.
Or wifey's supposed to be the reasonable one and say, yo, don't post that on Twitter. Something. But I want to get you guys' thoughts on that. And also, what would you say to try to sway him as far as if you're that new guy coming in for Denver? Can't think of the brother's name, man. But Eastside?
On the Twitter thing, whatever, man, Carmelo need to cut it out, man. Certain things, man, you don't do.
Grown-ass man.
Yeah, he grown, man, but we done seen a lot of people, you know, go that route, man. I mean, come on,
yeah.
Man. You putting somebody price on somebody, man.
Come
really?
On. Come on, Melo.
Exactly.
You ain't in the streets like that no more, man.
Exactly, man. You know what I mean? If I'm not mistaken, they say, didn't they have a picture of the money? You can get this. Come on, man.
Melo, we seen you fight. Cool out.
Right, exactly.
Stop snitching. They go into his MO though, man. Stop snitching.
Exactly. But as far as him staying in Denver, man, I don't see it, man. He don't left too much money on the table.
That's what I'm saying. What option could you try to even persuade him on if the money ain't talking? What could you possibly say to get him to stay there?
Man, if $65 million not talking, I don't think you could tell him nothing. If $65 million not telling you, go ahead and sign this contract for 3 years, and you still gonna get another contract after that.
Right.
It's gonna be big money. I don't know what you could tell him. I really don't.
Eastside going Kanye on us. Can't tell me nothing.
Yeah.
I feel you, though. That's a lot of dough he's leaving on the table.
That's a lot of money, man.
And he ain't actually LeBron or Kobe as far as marketing.
Exactly.
So, I mean, it ain't like he just going to get it back easy.
Right. You done cut your braids off. Now you what? Ain't getting you nowhere. You on Twitter up there putting money up on somebody. Come on,
hell,
man. You're not one of them guys.
Yeah. Barzy?
Hey, man. Yeah, I said enough about that, man. It is what it is, man.
Come okay, on. You said enough about the Twitter part. What about the – what would you say to try to get him to stay in Denver?
It ain't nothing you can say, man. Shit, their team ain't going to compete out there in the West. I mean, unless they bring in some pieces to try and compete, some other pieces, some other star players. I mean, what can they do, man? What can they do?
I want the guy to come in there and tell him he used up all his minutes on his phone plan with his eyes red, talking about, yo, I tried to shop Kenyon everywhere I could. I tried to shop Nene everywhere I could. I'm trying to rebuild this to something.
Hey, man, look, I read something on the internet the other day, man. They said someone was trying to make an argument about how people, you know, like this whole thing with LeBron and all this. This may be the new way to build championship ball clubs. Like going through the draft and trying to build pieces around him really ain't the way that people might be doing things anymore. And if you look at it, man, I mean, shoot, Carmelo done gave him how many years now, man? And then you're going to expect them to still put the right piece around him? They couldn't beat the Lakers when the last couple of years. And they had a pretty damn decent team. I mean, they only going to get progressively worse. The Lakers been getting better. So, really, I mean, why should he stick around, man? Go somewhere else, man. Maybe where you can team up with somebody. Try and make it happen.
Yeah. Like I said before, though, I think this whole team-up thing is a fallout from just the whole media obsession with legacies and championships, acting like somebody's career doesn't mean anything if they don't get those too. I think it's kind of pushed players to that now. Everybody's doing a soft thing and teaming up. And like you said, it's going to keep going. But we'll see where he goes, man. A little local joint. Jamal Crawford wants to talk to Rick's son about an extension. If no extension, he wants to be traded. I really didn't like seeing this the other day. We might be looking at an eight seed if Crawford is not here. Eastside, your thoughts?
They need to pay the man. When I seen it, I mean, all these other six men getting paid, I mean, you got to give him his money, man, or you're going to be gone. I mean, well, if you want to play cheap,
yeah.
Hey, it is what it is, man. I mean, I don't see no championship coming in the next 10 anyway, unless they make a big move, get somebody in here. We don't know what T going to bring us. We don't know, you know, we know what Bibby going to give us. not
much.
Yeah, not much to be excited about. So, I mean, if you're not going to pay your six, man, I don't know, man. I don't know what direction they're trying to go in.
Yeah, I say move him and get a piece because we know they're not going to pay him.
I mean, what you going to get?
They are with Horford coming up, too.
Yeah, Horford coming up, too. I mean, you paid Marvin Williams too early.
Oh, man. Yes, sir. One of the worst contracts on that roster.
That's
Barnes?
Problem.
Yes, sir.
Maybe the reason they can't pay him because they gave damn Joe Johnson a boatload of cash and the keys to the city. So maybe they got no more money to damn pay Jamal Crawford. And you know, I knew this kind of thing was going to happen, man. And you're going to see it even happen worse when it's time for Al Horford to get paid. You know what's going to end up happening to the Hawks, man? If they stay under this ownership, you're going to see then they're going to have to start letting people go. They ain't gonna be able to stick in there and compete and pay everybody, man. You're gonna start seeing a good player year by year going by the wayside, and Joe Johnson gonna look back and say, "Yeah, I got the money, but I'm playing on this crappy ass team." And the only way the Hawks gonna damn be able to get rid of Joe Johnson is those final couple of years on this contract. When it's down to that couple, you know, where they can deal and it'll be like an expiring contract situation.
Yeah.
Jamal Crawford deserved to get paid. To me, the Hawks didn't have to do what they did. They could have let they could have paid half the money, and gave it to Crawford, and then try and do other things with the other half of the money, get some other free agents. But hey, they did what they had to do. They brought Joe Johnson back. Like I say, gave him the keys to the city, boatload of money. Hey, get ready for the exodus, because if Jamal Crawford goes, you're gonna see who else has to go after that. Because like I said, you got a couple of guys out there that contracts gonna be coming up. Horford is one of them. You're gonna have to get paid.
Yeah.
Everybody can't get paid. Gave him a bunch of money.
But if they were to go ahead and give him an extension, he gonna be getting less per year. He getting 10 this year.
Right.
So he do an extension, man, he gonna be getting what, 7 or 8 probably a year?
It's doable. I'm just saying I don't think they'll do it. It's doable. He's not asking anything ridiculous.
It's doable. But then, like I said, you taking money. There's only so much of the pot, right? A lot of it is in Joe Johnson, you know what I mean? So, like I say, they pay Crawford. They might be allocating that money thinking that, hey, you know, they got other players to pay down the road. They might be looking at it that way. So maybe it ain't crazy money that, you know, like you say, hey, it's not unreasonable. But, you know, they got to look down the road too. Like I said, guys are coming up, you know, out of free agency. I think even what's his name contract's going to be expiring again. No, hold up. How many years did
Josh Smith
sign for?
Five or sixty.
Yeah, I think he got three more years on that deal.
Yeah, he got like 3 more years on that. I think they're gonna try and get rid of Josh Smith. I just got a feeling they're going to do something like that, but I mean.
My deal is still out there, Eastside. If Denver would do it, the deal we brought up a couple weeks ago.
You talking about the Marvin and Josh trying to get Melo?
Marvin, Josh, and Teague for Melo and Lawson.
Yeah. I don't think they'd add Lawson on it, but I think the Melo and Josh, I mean,
that'd
the Josh and Marvin would work.
That'd be great, man. But, I mean, we're talking about Atlanta Hawks here.
Right.
And I do that deal. If they call me, man, the paperwork, everything would be there, man. I lock the doors on them cats, man.
True.
So they can't show up at the facility. I make that deal in a heartbeat. I don't know. To me, they need to do something, man, because, number one, man, you got Joe Johnson there, man. He ain't number one. I don't care how many times I got to say it. It's the same argument if I had to say it a thousand times back then when people were calling D'Angelo Hall a shutdown corner, made the same argument blasting. Joe Johnson is not a number one. If you're looking for him to lead you to anything, it's going to be to the playoffs and probably out the first couple of rounds, man.
That depends on the personnel. If you ain't got Horford and Josh down there, you ain't even going to the playoffs with him.
Right, he needs to just start giving back. We need to hear Joe Johnson in the paper this week. We need to keep. I'm giving back to keep Jamal Crawford. Whatever it takes, Jamal Crawford to stay here. We need to hear that from. If he's gonna be the man, he needs to start giving back. You got the money to give back.
I hear that, man. Let's look at this though.
Don't hold you.
Bro, 12 years ago, Babcock, the terrible GM, was fired. They brought in Billy Knight and a couple other people, and they had that Steve Smith Mutombo team that was a 50-win team that usually lost in the first round. So here we are 12 years later with a 50-win team that's probably going to lose in the first or second round.
Right.
How does a Hawks fan really grow and really love this club if this is all we've done? All they've seen is rebuilding and a couple of years of prosperity then starting over again.
Well, you're rebuilding with guys that are not going to get you to – you're not getting superstars.
Yeah.
I'm telling y'all, when the draft was coming along, I was like, man, do what you got to do to try and get John Wall. Show me that you want to win. You know, as a Atlanta fan, we need something like that, man. I mean
I don't think the John Wall thing was doable, but make the effort.
Yeah, exactly. We just don't see it with too much with the Falcons and the Hawks. I mean – the Braves, they win, so it's different. You know, they win. I mean, may not be winning championships or World Series every time you turn around, but they on the map.
Yeah,
right. They on the map. Everybody know the Braves when they come to baseball. You know, so but the Falcons and the Hawks, man, I don't know where they. I really don't get it, man. But I mean, I'm still there.
Yeah, I'm still down too, man, but I fully know what to expect this season when they march these Hawks out there with or without Jamal Crawford. I fully know what to expect. In the middle finger move of the week, the Celtics signed Delonte West. Does Danny Ainge really believe in Delonte? I mean, he's had him out there before his breakdowns. Or is this basically just a little bit of depth and F you to LeBron then? Isak.
Well, if LeBron that dude, it's gonna motivate him when the playoff time comes. And that guy on the other side of the other side, it should.
But the guy on the other side, allegedly.
Yeah, this guy on the other side. Y'all don't actually went and got this guy. But I mean, I think he might work with that team pretty. I mean, I think he'll be a good little piece coming off the bench with their little second string they got with Nate Robinson, and they can bring Delonte and Big Baby out there. I think they can make a little, you know.
He's a good player on your team if he's rotation. If he's a starter, you're in trouble. But rotation, he's good.
Yeah.
Barzy?
Yeah, man. It's just death, man. You know, they said the kid from Texas had ankle surgery, man. So probably just hedging his bets, man, you know. It's not a bad sign. When Delonte, his head's on straight, he's a serviceable player, man. Not sorry. He's a good little role piece. Good little role player, man. That's a pretty good move if, like I said, if his head's on straight.
Yeah, I agree under those conditions, man. A little baseball for a minute, y'all. Who's this chap? Who's this Chapman kid who escaped Fidel in Cuba? Came over throwing 103 the other day, man. What are y'all thoughts on this kid? Is this Strasburg all over again, or we got to wait and see him really do something? Isak?
No, this is not Strasburg over again. This guy, I think, is the real deal. When you talking about coming over from Cuba or coming over from one of the Dominican
Wait a minute, Isak. I was assuming that Strasburg was the real deal. You're saying he's not – Strasburg's not the real deal, this kid is?
What I'm saying is this guy – you don't have to baby this guy.
Okay.
We were babying Strasburg all year long. Well, we just going to give him 100 innings, this and that. This dude probably been throwing 100 innings since he was 5 years old.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So he been throwing. So he's ready. It's a different – I mean, he threw 102 tonight, 103.
104.
Tonight.
104.
Exactly.
He hit 104?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
And then he come with an 88-mile slider coming through there.
Break
out of the real deal, man.
Breaking across the plate.
And then the thing about it is, the only reason we ain't seen them earlier than this is because they were winning.
That's what's up, man. So you got a good team, you could bring them along at a real good pace. Barzy?
Yeah, man, he's a real deal. I know about this kid, man. I watched him in the World Baseball Classic.
Exactly.
And he was pitching against major league hitters, man, and he was shutting them down. The fastball ain't no joke. He's the real deal. His delivery, man. I mean, for him to throw that hard, it looks effortless, man. I mean, it looks like a normal guy's pitch, like just regularly throwing your easy fastball. It doesn't look like he's overexerted. But the ball comes out of his hand, man.
So you think the PTI guys were seeing what they wanted to see? Because they kind of went in saying he had a violent throwing motion and it's only, only a matter of time.
Look, Tim Lincecum had the same kind of motion, man. And I think if how your body's conditioned, if that's your normal throwing, and there's not really a lot of stress that you're putting on other parts of your body, the stress is distributed, through your upper torso, your back, and so on, and you're not really putting too much torque on your elbow, it won't matter. I mean, people have been saying that about Tim Lincecum, and you see what he can do. I don't think so much that he's going to have a problem. I think he'll hold up better over the long haul than maybe Strasburg. I like Strasburg too. If you would have asked me if I would have predicted that something like this would have happened to Strasburg, no. But then again, you never can really tell, man. Something could just, have stress, wear and tear, and then, it goes out. But this kid looks like he's going to hold up, man. I don't know what they're talking about, making him a starter. Man, I would be tempted almost to let him go as a reliever, man. Throwing that hard, Why would I want to stretch that out over, you know, several innings when I he could come in there, as he did the other night, 8 pitches, get you up out of an inning. Some nasty stuff too, man, nasty. The ball,
yeah,
there was so much break on that slider, man, it was behind the hitter in the right-hand batter's box.
So you kind of bring him in like the Yankees brought up, what's his name? What's my man, Native American?
Rivera.
You talking about Jabba?
Yeah, I was talking about Jabba, but I guess you could say Rivera too. Shit.
Yeah,
but,
David Price.
Yeah.
He brought David Price up like that too. But I mean, it all depends on what you have. I mean, if they think they got enough starters, man, I run with that kid, man. I make him a reliever because I mean he's got lights out stuff, man. I mean that stuff does not come around. Basically when you a starter, you got to basically stretch yourself out to go long into ball games. And you're not going to give him max effort. If this guy comes in and he only has to go 1, maybe 2 innings, max effort, going that hard, good luck.
What I'm saying, though, I mean, you got a guy, like I said, he's from Cuba, man. He's not from the United States. So he been throwing. So innings shouldn't be a problem for this guy. And you get a guy like that, I mean, you want a 20-game winner, or you want a guy to come off the reliever getting you saves. I mean,
hey,
I think he's a 20-game winner.
Saves can be just as important because
yeah, they can
if you
be,
got
but...
guys who can keep you in the ball game and you know get you to those later innings, but you ain't got guys who can get you to win, because not every starting pitch is gonna go out there and pitch complete ball games.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's not literally happening. You need to get guys out there who can get you to either, you know, bridge you to your closer or can close that ball game out for you. And you see how many times when the Braves didn't have a closer what their postseason looked like. I'm telling you, mark my words now, man. You're going to see this guy in there, the precious situation, man. You're going to shut the club down. If he doesn't pull a Rick Ankiel and then all of a sudden just lose it, he's going to shut some clubs down, man. He's going to shut them down.
Yeah, this year he's going to you're going to see him in the postseason. But like say, like a David Price, he's going to be starring.
Yeah,
you need a guy like that that's going to come in there and do – if you're not getting to this guy, if somehow in the next couple of years they're not getting to this guy, it's gonna be not worth the money having him out there. You gotta get him in there, man.
You give him a run, see what he can do. But if I'm just saying, I gotta really think about it. If I have a guy, because you see how that messed up Jabba. Yankees should have just left his ass in the bullpen. Shouldn't have went into all this crap. You know, you saw the guy, you know, it looks like his confidence is a little lagging now. Now he's back in the bullpen. So I'm just saying, I got to really think good and hard. I mean, the track record is there. But if I got a guy who's throwing this hard, you know, this hard and max effort, or I can stretch him out where he can throw 95 and, oh, you know, over 6 or 7 innings, you know, 95, 96, 97, over 6 or 7 innings. I mean, I got to really think about it. I mean, it'll be up to what they have on the ball club. They've got other pitchers who can get them wins. I would really seriously think about leaving him as a reliever, man.
Yeah, right now they got the way they are, he going to fit as a reliever what they got going right now, especially if they bring Leak back. I don't know what they did with him. They sent him down or whatever, because he was too many innings, rookie, first just came out of college. They throwing him out there, and he was throwing pretty good, and he broke down.
So you're saying reliever this year, but starter next year. You're saying Eastside, and Barzy saying you don't know yet.
I'm saying evaluate what you have. If I'm Cincinnati, I'm not saying that we're going to make him a closer. I'm not going out and say we're going to make him a closer or reliever right now. I'm not saying he's going to start next year either. I'm going to make my evaluations what I have in the ball club, and then whatever, you know, if he can help us in a certain area, that's what he'll help us in.
Okay.
One more thing, man. With that violent delivery, if he listens to anybody, he'll be like Dontrell Willis. Dontrell Willis almost out the league because people told him he had a violent delivery. They tried to change his delivery. And look at him now.
Hey,
good point.
Eastside, I'll say one thing about Dontrell, man. His ass is almost out the league, man, because he put on a lot of weight. He basically ate himself out of damn baseball shape.
But he ain't a position player; he's a pitcher. Hell, David Wells.
Yeah, man. But listen, if you're not, it's the same thing we talk about Andrew Jones, man. Andrew Jones wasn't a condition guy, put on a lot of weight. His production started to go down, man. Look at Andrew Jones when he came up. Now, obviously, if he was, obviously as you get older, you may put on a little bit of weight, but you could tell Andrew Jones wasn't the workout type. I mean, go look at it. Yeah, I ain't making that up. Go look at Dontrell too. Go look at Dontrell too. When he, when he came up and over the years, look at Dontrell now.
You're right.
Ridiculous, man. I mean, he did that to himself. Now, if that had anything to do with, because he wasn't throwing as hard and he couldn't get the ball over the plate, he had a high leg kick. His leg kick is not going up as high as it is. Maybe a lot of that has to do with the weight and the condition he's in. I'm just saying that for a thought,
I don't know, though, man. Like I said, it's not like it's a position player. I don't know. I think maybe that delivery might have had a lot more to do with it.
He changed his delivery when he went to Detroit. When they sent him down and said he had the problems or whatever, they tried to change his delivery. And when I seen him pitching with when the Braves played against him in Arizona, it wasn't as violent. I mean, it wasn't as deceptive. I mean, when he had that kick, you didn't know what was coming. That fastball come out of there, then he might throw you the breaking ball. It was dangerous. But once you changed it, he would try to become normal. It's not working for him. And he's going to be out of the league, man.
Eastside, if you remember, he was stinking up the joint. That's why they got his ass the hell out of Florida, because they were paying him that money. They included him in that Miguel Cabrera deal.
Right.
He wasn't right before he went to Detroit. And if I just think, man, Dontrell, man, I think they
caught on
to him. Yeah,
but you do got to say, though, even if he was playing up to par, they would have moved him because they were doing their Florida Marlins rebuilding maneuver that they've been known to do. So you do got to say he probably was gone anyway.
Yeah, man, he's basically friggin' done, man.
Yeah, he needs to do the Rick Ankiel and start, because he could play, he could hit the ball. He can hit the ball, man. If he goes back in the minor league and start hitting, man, and play outfield, he'll be all
right. Right, right. Hey, it's still a check. Still a check for you out there.
Exactly.
Another story I stole from PTI today is the great Derek Jeter, man. Not really playing up to his own standards. 36 years old. Are they gonna extend him? Or are we going to see Derek Jeter in another uniform next year? Eastside?
That's tough.
Suspended
tough,
what?
Man.
I missed that.
Are they going to extend Derek Jeter? Or are they going to let him go? Are we going to see him somewhere else next year?
I don't think you're going to see him nowhere else, man. I think he's going to bite the bullet, take a little less.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he should be asking for what he, big time contract. I mean, he's still getting in the hole, throwing doing his jump throw. So he could probably do it for a couple more years. He got his 3,000 hit, right?
Not yet.
Well, you got to get that in the Yankee uniform. They got to sign it, so he gonna stay.
Okay, you saying he's a big enough icon to, even with the production lagging, they got to do it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're going to hear about Derek Jeter for the rest of our life. If you're watching baseball.
True. Barzy?
Of course they got to bring him back, man, for reasons Eastside said. And that man, he's going to retire a Yankee, man. There's a reason why that dude was given number two. And you look up all there, the retired Yankees, in Memorial Park behind center field. In Yankee Stadium, you see it. Man. There's a reason why they gave him number two. So he's gonna be retired. He's gonna retire as a Yankee. You're gonna bring him back for $18 million a year.
Right.
Not gonna do that.
But he's gonna come back a Yankee. I think he'll be reasonable. They'll work something out, and Yankee. He'll be back, man. He'll retire Yankee. He'll get his 3,000 and retire Yankee.
Okay. You know, this is going to be a quick show tonight. We're trying to knock this out as quick as we can. So I wanted to get just anything you guys had to mind to bring to the table that I didn't get to, because my list is kind of short tonight since I wanted to do the quick show. Just anything you wanted to throw out that we didn't bring up.
Well, I just wanted to say Nigel Morgan got a beat down. This guy, I don't know. I mean, I understand where he was coming from, man. He played hard, but when you play like that, man, playing dirty, man, you're going to get what you deserve. And they hit you one time, you start stealing bases, you're down 11, so you're trying to steal every base that's out there available. They throw at you again, you want to charge the mound, and you get clotheslined. Then you got five guys on top of you. And you get up like you did some, you know, he playing to the crowd. I saw you on the ground. Getting a beat down.
Tough guy after the fight.
Exactly. Y'all want, who wants some more?
That's what's up. Barzy.
Hey, man, I was going to bring that up, man, about that Eastside guy. Yeah, Nigel Morgan, man, he wasn't a good look, man. I think the Nationals, man, might get tired of his act, man. He seemed to have too many incidents this year, man, where his name is being brought up for some kind of stupidness. But, man, hey, we'll see. He's a decent little player, man. But saying that, man, a little off the topic, man. I want to give a shout-out to Salida Eubanks, man. And,
that's a fine one right there.
Damn OCU Manure. I don't know how you let that shit slide. Woo.
That's a fine one right there.
Man. OC, if you're out there, man, you may be listening to this one time, man. Damn, you messed up, son.
Oh, man. He might do a little better, though. You never know, man. The
man,
dude's
how
out
can
there
you get better than that, son? How can you get better than that? I mean, you can get just as good. I don't see better, son. I don't see
better. Nah. You had trouble finding better, especially with her own money.
Damn, OC.
Yeah, that's... excuse me, man. It's killing me. It's cold. It's killing me. That's that man's move, though, so you got to get up to him. I just want to throw out, too, I just remembered James Toney, the one and only, got tapped out real quick, tried to jump into the UFC, fought Randy Couture, and he pretty much got banged out of there pretty quick, man.
Did you not see that coming, though?
Yeah, but this is the thing, though. He trained this last couple of months.
Oh, man, please.
For it. Hold on. If you're a boxer going to an MMA fight, you can't train as an MMA fighter. Cause it's better to know nothing about it than to know a little bit.
Dude, he didn't train, period, man.
Man, that's the
Come
best
on,
shape
man.
He's been in about 5 years.
Man, what?
Man.
Did you see the weigh-in? Man, pull it up on YouTube, please. I mean, tell you
that's
tell
what
me
I'm saying.
Training.
That's the best shape he's been in. It looks terrible, but that's the best shape he's been in.
Man, that's a sad commentary. If he came out and said that himself, man. He should, you know, like they talk about banning Evander Holyfield from fighting anyway.
Yeah.
I would take his license in every single boxing state. I would never let him fight again if he says that was the best shape he's ever been in his life. If
no,
he said
I said
that,
in the last 5 years. That's the best shape he's been in the last five
man,
years.
He looked horrible, man.
Yeah, he did. But that's the best he's been, man.
Man, that's a sad commentary.
But either way, though, man, if you're a boxer, though, you can't go in there trying to get some MMA training within a couple of months and then try to fight somebody.
And not to mention,
you're better off
not
even doing it.
Not to mention talking all that shit too.
Yeah, we got to sell the fight, man. What do you want the guy to do?
I mean, well, who?
James Toney.
Everybody knew he was going to get.
What
his
you
ass
want?
Whipped.
You want to hit a humble James Toney?
Everybody knew he was going to get his ass whipped. I mean, that was no, there was no question about it. He was
right.
Going to get wrecked. You seen
right.
That shit with other guys coming into that Ultimate Fighting and think they're going to come in there and you know, hey. I can knock somebody out. I used to whoop some people's asses, you know, in football and practice. I can come in here and knock these guys out. It's a whole different ball game in UFC, man. If you think you're going to come in there, you know, train for a few and whip some of these guys who's been doing it for years,
yeah,
man, you asking to get your ass hurt. Ask Johnny Morton. Ask Johnny Morton, man.
Right.
Ask him about that shit.
That doesn't happen in any sport, man. You're not going to be the professional just by picking it up part-time on the weekends and shit. So, yeah, he got what was coming to him, man. But I don't know, man. MMA is what it is, man. I'm trying to become a fan of it, but it just ain't really happening right now. If it's on, I'll watch, but that's about it.
You got to watch the good matchups, man. I mean, there's some interesting matchups. I mean, obviously, to me, it's a lot of action is more than boxing, man. I'm just going to say that. It's a lot more action than in the boxing.
Yeah, but it's a good action. I don't want to see two people rolling around the floor.
Yeah, that's the thing. You gotta learn to appreciate the wrestling aspect of it, man. But if you get two guys in there who gonna you know swing and kick and do the stand up thing, some interesting fights, man. It makes for some interesting fights, man. There's a couple of guys if you ever get a chance to watch them, man. They call him GSP, George St. Pierre.
No, I watch St. Pierre now. Yeah,
Anderson Silva, another guy, man. Shit, pure striking, man. Nobody like him in the business, man. Yeah, you can watch Brock Lesnar, but he's just a big guy, man, mauling people. What's the guy that got? BJ Penn. He's been interesting, too, man. And there's a couple of other guys out there, not too many big names. I mean, I've watched it a few times, and some of the guys out there, man, I'll tune in and watch fights, but I don't watch all the fights, man. Some of the guys are not interesting.
Yeah. I hear you on that one. Well, this is Speaking Like You Think of Radio, quick show, so we're going to get out of here, man, unless anybody has anything to add real quick. Y'all good?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right. Cool, man. Thanks for coming on, y'all. And we're going to get up out of here, man, till next week.
Hey, man, one other thing, Grant.
What up?
Bet money on that Ohio State game, man.
Ohio State what game, sir?
USC? Ohio State-Miami game, man.
Ohio State-Miami?
Yeah.
I'm in, man. Ain't running for nobody. Terrell Pryor looks like the best quarterback prospect we've seen in a long time out there, man.
Really, man?
So, no, I'm bullshitting. But I am all in on that game, though. So let me know.
We'll talk, man. We'll talk.
All right. Just speaking like you're thinking, man. We up out of here.
Peace.
Peace.
All right, man.